All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and for our second interview for the program, we're going to be covering, this is a bit of a debate, a debatable topic, but we're going to be covering the topic of the question of mandatory vaccinations. There's been kind of a lot of talk about it in the media, and so we have Zita Henderson, who is a nurse and a regular union and a union activist, and has been a very active in campaigning. And Zita just recently wrote an article for Green Left on the question of mandatory vaccinations, on whether, you know, addressing the topic on whether the left or as a healthcare worker you should support a mandatory vaccination. So I'm just going to go, good morning, Zita, and I'll just go pass it on to Felix, because Felix was going to sort of, our other presenter was going to ask the questions.
Hey, Zita, how are you going? Thanks for coming online.
Oops.
Hi, Zita, sorry about that. Do we have you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great, thanks for coming on the program. So just to start the discussion, from the perspective of a healthcare worker, what's your opinion on the question of mandatory vaccinations being imposed in workplaces? I know this is obviously going to become a massive issue, I think, over the next few months. So very interesting to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So within healthcare itself, at the moment, it's only mandated for residential aged care workers, which is very similar to the flu vaccine that everyone has to get every year if you work in that area. So it's not really mandated in other areas of healthcare, including looking after the elderly or vulnerable in their own homes. But it is highly encouraged, like COVID is, for all healthcare workers. And I personally would strongly encourage anyone working in healthcare to get the vaccine. But I wouldn't put a across-the-board mandate on, because I think it could be counterproductive for some people. They may feel their freedoms are being impinged on. And also, the way this particular mandate for aged care workers has been rolled out, it's caused a great deal of stress for those workers in that area, because even though they are a priority group, for some people, it's not been easy to access because of either supply or their location. And it's also certainly not facilitated any of the workers to go and get the vaccine during work time. They've all had to do it in their own time. And there was a lot of these residential aged care places were worried that all their staff would go and get the vaccine at once. And then a lot of people have developed side effects post the vaccine and had 1 or 2 days where they'd been unwell. And that would mean large numbers of staff being sick and not being able to come to work at the same time.
That's ironic.
I personally don't agree with the mandate, but I do encourage, I think it's a good thing to get the vaccine, but I wouldn't encourage a mandate.
Go on.
So that's just in healthcare. You can see that it's reasonable that they have done so for those vulnerable groups in residential aged care. But as far as other workplaces where health isn't an issue, really, no, definitely not.
Yeah. So is it mainly the healthcare workplaces that have grappled with this question, or do you know if there are other sort of workplaces? Like, obviously, we've heard about Qantas making an announcement. Do you have a sort of sense of what different workplaces, what their response to this question is? And also, like, I'd be interested to know what the union's perspective on this is.
Well, that's good, because the unions have really, across the board, have not agreed with mandatory vaccinations. Rather, they would rather go the way of supporting and encouraging workers to get the vaccine in their own time, and providing education to their workers about the vaccine supporting them by having paid time off to get the vaccine and also paid leave if they get symptoms post the vaccine. So, like, and I know the ACTU are advocating for paid leave, paid vaccine leave, and paid time for the to get the vaccine as well. Rather than this, you know, going down the road of punitive measures if their workers don't get the vaccine, I mean, I think that's a wrong tack to take, I feel. So the unions are pretty much on board with that idea, but the employers, obviously, you can understand why they want to get their workplaces reopened as quickly as possible, but they're really not taking into account their workers' needs. A lot of workplaces are not doing the right thing by their workers in regards to providing a safe workplace. I mean, we only saw the example of the Coles warehouse in Sydney a couple of weeks ago now. That was written up in Green Left as well. So, and until we can get that right, I mean, and until we can get the supply right, the question of mandating everyone is pretty moot because we're all struggling to get supply now.
Well, one of the kind of, I'm just going to come in with a bit of a kind of question and a sort of discussion kind of point, is, I guess, I mean, just from, my kind of, observations, in the context, I think of a lot of the kind of things you said, I think it is like, I mean, it is quite clear that any sort of talk of mandating, vaccine mandates is actually in some sense almost like the government taking the kind of easy way out, like basically essentially absolving themselves of kind of any kind of responsibility, because in actual fact, the real issue isn't necessarily this sort of fringe group of growing sort of anti kind of vaxxers. The actual issue is the fact that the government is failing at actually providing the infrastructure to actually get for people to actually be supported to be able to get the vaccines. Because essentially there's all these sort of approaches that the government could be taking to increase the take up of the vaccines. Why aren't they opting for that? And I think that's, I think, an important kind of question. I guess the other side though of the kind of debate though is, one of the kind of comments that sort of Scott Morrison kind of brought up in almost in response, and I think you sort of mentioned it in your sort of article, is basically there's a bit of, I would imagine there's a sort of other side for the government, even though I just criticised the government for implementing mandatory kind of vaccines, there would be a certain element that the government wouldn't want to implement mandatory vaccines on the basis that they don't want to make bosses sort of accountable for the health of their workers. And I guess
that's an interesting point.
What are sort of the, like, you know, in terms of responding to both those sort of lines of argument, what are the kind of things we should be putting the pressure on the bosses to actually take responsibility for actually increasing the vaccine right, but also making sure that workplaces are safe and COVID-free?
Yeah, you're completely right, Jacob, in that it's, you know, the federal government have completely abrogated responsibility about the whole vaccine issue and really now dumps it on the individual. It's your responsibility, you go and get it. And then the employers have been advocating for a while now for the government to mandate the vaccine so that they can get the place reopened as soon as possible so that the economy can recover. You know, it's not a question of health, it's more the economy. And in regards to what you were saying, and on top of that as well, Scott Morrison has come out and said that his government will not go down the route of mandatory vaccines for everyone, because he feels he's sort of stymied by the sort of right-wing conservatives in his own party who sort of advocate for freedoms and things like that. And he's sort of held back by that. But also he's just wanting to put the responsibility on the employers who really haven't seen a clear pathway to do this for some sections of the workforce. And I don't think the Fair Work Ombudsman's report or advisory that came out a couple of weeks ago on this and basically tiered workers into four different tiers really helped the situation, because, again, it's very unclear for that group of workers who may work in retail or hospitality and have maybe direct face-to-face contact with the public, where their employers can also mandate them to be vaccinated. It's a sticky road, and the law is very unclear on it as well.
I really find this quite a fascinating question. Like, I know that there's a lot of debate about this on the left, and I think there's, as you were just saying, there's a lot of debate on it on the right as well. So it sort of cuts across the left-right divide. And, like, I can't help but think that the idea of mandatory vaccinations is a very, I don't know how to put it, like, settler colonial attitude that Australia has to just, there's obviously a lot of work, community work, that can go into ensuring everybody has access to the vaccines and is safe and is getting the best, you know, being looked after by the community as much as possible with the resources that it needs. Obviously, we could be doing that, but instead we take the shortcut to just, you know, have a rule and let the police sort out mandatory vaccinations. That's from the mandation coming from the state. So there's a big question about that. But then on the other side, whether or not you put the power into businesses in order to allow their workers to police their workers for getting vaccinated, sort of becomes an industrial issue as well. And then on the one hand, it's like the libertarian question, as you were saying, the freedom to get vaccinated or not vaccinated. And on the other hand, there's whether or not businesses, want to get ahead by being given the tools from the top to just force everybody to get a vaccine so that they can continue making as much money as possible. So many different angles to this. And
there is. Yeah.
Well, just to jump in just quickly, because we're running a bit out of time, maybe I'll make this sort of the last kind of question, I think, because I think everything Felix was saying sort of leading to this final point. Zita, in terms of like just concluding this interview, what can you tell us about what are some of the solutions that workplaces and governments can be implementing, like in the here and now, to actually increase the take up of the vaccine without resorting to mandated vaccines in workplaces. So, yeah, just want to hear your
coercion.
Coercion, that's it, yes.
Got that.
So, both myself and the majority of the unions want and highly encourage people to get vaccinated. They just don't want to be mandated to do so. So their solution is to provide lots of education to their members, support. They want this paid leave. And they also are advocating for employer and employee cooperation. So not only, to talk together about what their workplace can do and do it collectively, rather than have it been imposed on the workers. So not only does the employer have an obligation to provide a COVID-safe workplace in regards to access to hand hygiene and distancing and safe handling, but they also should be consulting with their workers about, how are we going? Can I give you maybe support them to go off site during work time, or maybe get in a pop-up vaccine clinic so that the workers can be vaccinated on site? That sort of thing, rather than this punitive top-down measures that some employers are mandating.
Yeah. I think that is a nuanced sort of take on things. I think that before we can get to the question of, I think, this is my opinion, but mandation of vaccines might become necessary in some circumstances and at some stage. So definitely not excluding that. But there's so much that we can be doing. Everything that you've just suggested, like there's a lot of work that we can be doing. That should be what's at front of mind right now. That's what we should be demanding from the community, from workplaces, from the government. They should put in resources and mobilise people and the community in order to bring up vaccinations and also just implement all these health measures that we should have been doing from the start.
I mean, why haven't we got access to the rapid testing kits that they're using now in Europe and in the UK? I mean, these tests give you a result pretty much on the spot. So we could be doing this with workers. You know, we could be facilitating workers to get their vaccine instead of punishing them and
yeah, we love to punish.
Sacking them, you know. And this whole police response in New South Wales particularly and to a certain extent in Victoria is just not the right way to be going. We should be having people out there from the healthcare industry talking to people as they're going into the supermarket and encouraging people to get their vaccine, not punishing people and fining people.
It's very condescending, isn't it?
No, it's very condescending. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Zita. I'm sorry to cut you off kind of there, but we're running out of time. We've got to end this kind of program kind of now. But, yeah, thank you very much for being on our program. It's been actually a very kind of useful kind of discussion, I think, covering a kind of topic that I think is not necessarily actually being debated in, I think, a serious way in the mainstream media. So
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thanks for bringing up all those issues.
Well, thank you very much, Zita.